On the night Jesus was betrayed, he told his disciples, "In that day you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full." We believe, teach, and confess that prayer, just like our good works, are a response to the good news that Jesus Christ paid the price of our sin upon the cross. His death is our death. His resurrection is our resurrection. The assurance of eternal life comes not because of our efforts, but because of God's rich love, grace, and mercy as found in Christ Jesus. This week's prayer of the Church, the Collect, reflects our response to God's grace. O God, the giver of all that is good, by your holy inspiration grant that we may think these things that are right, and by your merciful guiding accomplish them. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. It is the Holy Spirit who calls us to faith in Christ Jesus by giving us God's holy word, faith which trusts in the message of the Bible, in the message of salvation by grace through faith for the sake of Christ, leads to actions which reflect God's love to others. We are bold to pray to the Father through Jesus Christ because of the work of the Holy Spirit. This week we will look at this response of faith. May our Lord grant us the desire to know and to do his will. Amen.